in 1772, 1793, and 1795, Austria regained some of the luster she had lost in a series of defeats at the hands of upstart rival Prussia. Poland disappeared, although Poland was a large nation, because Poland did not create a strong, efficient central government of any kind. But when Austria and Prussia and Russia divided up Poland, guess what they did? They reduced the geography, and now they were contiguous, next to each other. Now Russia was really part of Europe. On the continent, at least, Prussia was the big winner of the 18th century, especially under Frederick the Great. The last of a series of four very, very powerful Hohenzollern monarchs. And Frederick the Great ruled Prussia from 1740 to 1786. One of my favorite quotes when he attacked Austria was, "If dupe we must, then let us be the greatest of all scoundrels." And dupe he did. He attacked Austria in 1740. And he increased the power of the Prussian state by 50%, because Prussia was, before that time, clearly the fifth of the five great powers with modest economic and demographic resources, but she emerged as a great power in the 18th century as a result of the strenuous efforts of this group of four Hohenzollern monarchs in the end of the 17th through the 18th century. Military success, military conquests, and especially at the expense of Austria under Frederick the Great. Lastly, Russia first joined the European Great Power Club upon entering the War of Austrian Succession, 1740 to 1748, that war begun by Frederick the Great when he attacked Austria. Russia then became a permanent fixture of the European balance of power. By far the greatest European power in size and population, especially having recently defeated Sweden and the Ottoman Empire in a series of wars, she became now an immediate neighbor to Prussia and to Austria as a result of their shared partition of Poland. A number of other states still played a secondary role in the European state system by virtue of their history, their wealth, or their geography. The non-Christian Ottoman Empire, although still of military and economic importance, the Ottoman Empire still besieged Vienna in 1683. The Ottoman Empire, however, was clearly in decline. It had lost much of its power during the early and mid-18th century. European tolerance only went so far. It wasn't part of the club, at least not officially, and Turkey is still having difficulty joining the club today. Tolerance still only goes so far. In terms of power, the fewer than 3 million citizens of the newly formed United States of America, beacon though they might be, in terms of power, they might just as well have been living on the moon. However, by virtue of their ideas and their example, the American colonies and the young United States had begun to make their mark, because the American Revolution and the French support of America during the American Revolution was the issue that finally bankrupted the French monarchy and the immediate pre-stage to the French Revolution. If most Europeans still had a profoundly traditional worldview and way of life, some were already living in a far more modern and dynamic universe. At that point, greater change was virtually inevitable. In other words, this era of the late 18th century is definitely an era of transition. If the overwhelming majority of people were peasants, still living in a very, very traditional way, people who lived in urban areas, the aristocrats, the upper clergy, the middle class, were beginning to live in a new and different world already before the the French Revolution. A pregnancy was well into its gestation. A new world was about to be born. Thank you.